Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't talk like a teenage girl.
You really
do. Teenage girls talk like me.
106.5, The End.
There's a new dating service out there. I don't think we needed another one.
Disagree.
With Bumble and Tinder and Coffee Meets Bagel and Farmers Only and Plenty of Fish.
Are these all real?
Yeah, these are all real. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Christian Mingle. This one is called Smell Dating. Now, you can go to smelldating.com. They're claiming that this is the first male odor dating service. And here's how it works. They send you a t-shirt. You wear the shirt for 3 days and three nights without deodorant. You return the shirt in the prepaid envelope. Then they will send you swatches of t-shirts worn by a selection of other individuals. You smell the samples and you tell them which ones you like. If someone whose smell you like likes the smell of you too, they'll facilitate an exchange of contact information. And the last rule is the rest is up to you.
So how ambiguous.
Right.
Really?
So they're going to send you.
If you want to murder the person, dealer's choice.
Unlike all the other dating sites where we decide.
All right. So no perfume, no deodorant. Can't really shower for 3 days.
You can't even shower?
I mean, it says that they want your scent,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And of course, taking a shower is going to probably dampen that a little bit.
Okay.
And then you send the t-shirt back and someone else is going to smell your musk. And determine from just smell alone if they want to date you.
I think that this almost makes sense more than like Tinder.
What?
Well, as opposed to like pheromones are a thing. They drive a large amount of attraction. So I feel like
a large amount?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes a difference. So I feel like, I mean, certainly more than just swiping and seeing someone's picture, don't you think?
No.
Oh,
we are a visual creature.
I'm not saying that you...
What happens during allergy season?
No, I'm not saying that you... If you like the way someone smells, then who cares what they look like? I'm just saying there are lots of attractive people.
Right.
But you are attracted to certain pheromones. You can find somebody where you like that smell and you like their face...
Compatible pheromone smell is a plus. It is not the starting point. Okay, you of all people should probably not be on board with this.
Why
considering that there was a period of time where you smelled like mildew.
Gavin.
Whether you put out pheromones or not, none of that was getting through.
Okay. First of all, you know that wasn't my fault.
It was
something wrong with my washing machine. You know that. So I can't believe that you're bringing this up right now.
We're talking about smell.
That wouldn't matter anyway, because you're wearing the same shirt over and over and not washing it. So I wouldn't be getting that mildew smell onto that shirt. It would just be my smell.
To be fair, we are taking your word for it that it was the washing machine.
Do I smell mildewy now?
I'm all stuffed up.
No, that was like...
Rain, is she smelling mildew now?
I've gotten so used to it that I was probably blinding my smell.
Okay, I don't know why this took a turn or how it did, but I am going to flip a table. You know that I had only ever had top-loading washing machines. I'm mad. You know what? It's because no one wants your smell. It's because your pheromones suck, and that's why you have to drown yourself in cologne. That's why every Christmas you ask your wife for cologne, and it's why she loves when you wear cologne.
It's because I use up a bottle. That's why.
She could be attracted to your smell, because your real smell, Nobody cares.
You're lashing out?
I'm not.
It's okay to lash out. It's kind of indicative of the smell.
I don't smell anymore.
I'm going to swing this another direction here. I'm going to add that this smell dating website also, if you participate in this, does not ask you about your sexual orientation or gender when you receive your swatches or when you submit yours. They say on their website, even in blinded experiments, subjects' smell preferences align broadly with their sexual desires.
So this might out you?
This might, yeah.
I'm concerned about the not wearing deodorant part.
Well, that's going to mask your natural musk, your mildewy musk.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.